you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
From ads urging us to go solar, to a friend reminding us to unplug our appliances when leaving home, it seems there's always information about the benefits of conserving energy. But more than just providing food for thought, the energy conservation movement has given birth to an entire industry geared towards equipping people and organizations to reduce their carbon footprint. And Jamaica's national training body, the Heart Trust, is positioning itself to generate the employees that will staff this industry with the introduction of its Renewable Energy and Efficiency Program, REET. We learn more about REET on today's edition of Career Talk. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
We're seeking to help students, help individuals, gather that level of training, that level of skills training, that will allow them not only to install and maintain renewable energy systems, is now to train individuals to say, hey, before you provide that solution, you need to look to see whether or not the current operation is as efficient as it can be.
Principal Director of the National Tool and Engineering Institute, Dr. Andrew Isaacs. The National Tool and Engineering Institute is the heart institution through which the Renewable Energy and Efficiency Program, REET, is being delivered. The energy solutions that the students will be trained to implement will range from the complex, such as solar or biomass systems, to simple ways to reduce electricity consumption. Dr. Isaacs gives us an example.
Your refrigerator, if you have it in an area where it cannot, quote-unquote, breathe properly, it's going to use more energy than necessary. A simple activity for pulling that refrigerator away from the wall or from that enclosed space so that it can actually breathe, you reduce your energy consumption.
The training is done on a part-time basis and can run up to 18 months.
An aspect of the training is the whole business of energy auditing. Of course, there'll be a lot of design work in terms of building design. We'll be looking at how to assess heat loading, how to install renewable energy systems, whether it be solar or wind systems. How do you design these systems depending on the installation that you're trying to satisfy? Persons will have the option of looking at wind systems, biomass, because it's renewable energy that we're dealing with.
Ideal candidates for the program are expected to have some familiarity with the electrical and mechanical sciences. However, training will be tailored to suit the skill levels of successful applicants.
We are targeting for intake persons who would have had training in electrical, mechanical, up to a level 3, or even persons who have degrees or diplomas, and then bring them up to the level 4. Now, because of the different or the varying entry points, it means that the training for individuals may vary because we have to take them up to a particular level.
One of Heart Trust's mandates is to be responsive to market needs, and Dr. Isaacs is confident that the REET program will make a big impact not only in the local sector but also the Caribbean.
That demand was not only a Jamaican demand, it's a CARICOM demand. And this is also critical because at the end of the training, not only will we will be seeking to provide certifications for persons with a national vocational qualification for Jamaica, but we'll also be seeking to get them a CVQ, which is the CARICOM vocational qualification. So it means that person should be able to move across the region.
Interested persons can contact the National Tool and Engineering Institute for details about applying for the course or visit Heart's website at heart-nta.org. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.